He knows more about this. Bishop Graham, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Radiating from you, I have to say this, you know, you get feelings about people. You just seem to be at ease with yourself. Is this your faith that gives you this aura?
I'm not sure I've got an aura.
You're a contented man.
Yes, I am, yes. And I know and love God, and that's the centre of my life. And a key thing is helping other people come to know God as well.
It's wonderful to have faith, and no matter where our listeners stand on faith, I admire you for saying you'll take the toughest questions.
Yes.
But do you really know the answer? What makes you sure that there is a supreme power, a supreme being, that there is a God?
I don't know the answer to all the questions, and there are many questions where I say I just don't know that, especially in terms of innocent suffering. Mm. But I have come to a personal relationship with God, and many people know about the Queen, but they haven't met the Queen. And for years I knew about God, and then when I went up to university to study law, in my second term I came to faith, and I felt there was a personal relationship. So the Jesus of Nazareth that I met in the Gospels, I met personally through his Holy Spirit.
Do you know, a number of people have said that to me, that they've had this moment of enlightenment, that they've had this close encounter with Jesus Christ. How did that feel for you? That was life-changing, presumably.
Yes, it was. The very first person I sat next to for a meal at Oxford in October 73 was a strong Christian. He got me reading the scriptures again. I was miles away from God. I'd had a gap year in the army in Germany. I was in the 5th Royal Enniskillen Dragoon Guards. And he didn't push anything, just got me reading the Gospels again, some good books, wrote to me at Christmas, and then beginning of the second term said, do you want to come to chapel? So I went, and then there was a meeting afterwards, and I prayed a prayer of commitment.
And you see, that hasn't happened to me. I have a faith.
Yes.
But I've always wanted to go that step further, and I guess a lot of people do as well. But it's that light bulb moment, if I could
yes.
put it that way.
For some people, it's a particular moment. For others, like my wife, it was over a three-year period. And so Alison, my wife, can point to before 3 years when she wasn't sure she had a faith, and then after 3 years she did. And it can be very gradual. And that's the advantage of the Alpha course, that it's a 10-week course. There isn't any pressure. And gradually people's faith come alive or they step further in.
Did you two have faith when you married? You've been married a long time, haven't you?
Yes.
Three grown daughters.
That's right, yes. We married in 77. Actually, we lived next door to the BBC in London. I was the caretaker at All Souls Church, Langham Place, for my first year. So I cleaned the loos there. So we've been linked to the BBC for years.
That's a humbling experience.
It was great fun. Yes, we were both Christians when we got married. But when we first met, Ali had a faith, but I didn't.
I see. Did she influence you at all, do you say?
She was very beautiful, yes, I suspect yes. she did, yes.
But I mean, with regard to faith.
it was Ali plus others in the college. Ali was at Lady Margaret Hall in Oxford, and some friends in Hertford College where I was, and we met together. And it was more the community there. I saw Christ in the lives of a whole range of people, and very diverse people. And so the Christ I met in their lives matched the Jesus of Nazareth I was looking at in the Gospels.
Oh, wonderful. Bishop Graham is with us today, the Right Reverend Dr. Graham Kings. If you have